This is the Faith and Family column written by Elise Seyfried. The Greatest Gift, it's entitled. When my children were young, I spent way too much money on far too many playthings. With my grandchildren, I had a chance to pull back on the gifting with the help of my practical daughter-in-law, and as a result, my two young grandsons take good care of what they receive for birthdays and Christmas and never ask for more. And I confess I still overdo it on occasion, but progress is being made. One present I will never stint on, the gift of my faith. It's a joy to say grace and read from a Bible story. I love to involve the children in our church education program and vacation Bible school. It's a thrill to watch Aiden and Peter making crafts and playing games that reinforce Scripture, to hear their sweet voices raised in song. Their current favorite, even in the summer, is the Christmas number, Baby Jesus, We Love You. And as I get older, I have many more opportunities to cherish such moments than I did as a harried young mom of five children. Nana now has extra time for a long chat about heaven, as I did recently with five-year-old Peter. And it turns out we both have questions about details, but Peter also has firm faith in the afterlife. Peter believes in the power of prayer, too. In December, I overheard him in his bedroom praying that his big brother would get a big box of treasures for Christmas. He wasn't surprised when some treasures for Aiden appeared under the tree. Of course, his prayer had been answered. At my age, the rapid passage of time is bittersweet. So it's all the more precious that I can be with my little guys often now, and that we're living our lives together as beloved children of God. These are some family practices. Incorporate simple service projects into fun games with your grandchildren. Bake treats for homebound neighbors. Draw valentines for first responders. And even the youngest can and should know that they're capable of helping others. Remind them that God's is delighted when they make someone else happy. Enjoy some spiritual books together. Beyond story Bibles lies a wonderful world of children's books with a spiritual focus. We enjoy Archbishop Desmond Tutu and Douglas Carlton Abrams' God's Dream, and What is God Like by Matthew Paul Turner and Rachel Held Evans. There's nothing lovelier than cuddling up in a rocking chair and turning those pages. And take time over a meal or before bed to have conversations about God. And don't be surprised if they offer sophisticated observations. And don't feel you have to be a wise elder or an experienced theologian. The kids aren't expecting precise answers. They want a safe place to explore questions with someone who loves them.